Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Loving Jesus, protect and sustain us with your hand. Open the door of your love, that sealed with your wisdom, we may be free to serve you with joy. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, said the teacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel in Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to search out by all wisdom done under heaven. It is unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and see all vanity and a chasing after wind. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me. And who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labors under the sun, because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must all be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is vexation. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This is also vanity. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading Psalm 49. We will read alternate voices, those reading on the lector side with the odd numbers and those on the choir side with the even numbers. Let's begin. Hear this, people, hearken, you dwell in the world, you of high degree and low rich and poor together.
My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and my heart shall meditate on understanding.
I will incline my ear to a proverb, and set forth my riddle upon the harp.
Why should I be afraid of the evil days, when the wickedness of those at my heels surrounds me?
The wicked of those who put their trust in their goods and boast of their great riches.
We can never ransom ourselves or deliver to God the price of our life.
For the ransom of our life is so great that it should never have enough to pay it.
In order to live forever and ever and never see the grave.
For we see the wise die also, like the dull and stupid they perish, and they leave their wealth to those who come after them.
Their graves shall be their homes forever, their dwelling places from generation to generation, though they call lands after their own names.
Even though honored, they cannot live forever. They are like the beasts that perish.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to him, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. So today we've heard this story in the Gospel that often we call the story of the foolish rich man or the rich fool. And all of you up here in the front, you have coloring pages that help us tell this story. And, you know, it's very clear in this story that having a lot is a problem. But the bigger problem is wanting to hold on to everything that we have. So this man had a lot because he was a farmer and his land produced very abundantly. And that's not a bad thing. The problem came when he tried to figure out how he could keep all of it for himself. And in order to keep all of it for himself, he had to not just fill up all the barns that he had, because it wouldn't all fit in there. He had to tear those down and build bigger barns so that he could fit all his stuff in there. And never once in this story does the farmer seem to have any sense that there are other people in the world, other people, like even his family. He never talks about family. He never talks about friends, about community. There must have been people who were helping him on the farm. Nobody who's ever had a farm thinks you can farm all by yourself. You can't. It takes lots of work and lots of people. But he doesn't seem to be aware of any of that. All he can think about is himself and his stuff and what to do with his stuff. And that is what makes him foolish. It's that he doesn't understand that all of that stuff is not really his. That even though it's on his land, it came from the land, and it came from God, and it came from the work of a lot of other people. So this idea that it's his to do whatever he wants with is the foolish part. And in a way, it's really sad because he doesn't seem to have that joy and that gratitude. I mean, he says he's going to have a lot of fun, but I wonder if he's going to have fun all by himself. There's nobody else there. Whereas when we recognize that all of our things come from God and the land and other people, then we feel very joyful and grateful, and we want to share with others. Now, there's another story in the book that I've been reading, The Service Berry. There's a story about a man. These all happen to be men. It could be women. It just happens to be men. There was a man who was a linguist and an anthropologist, and he went into the rainforest in Brazil and was studying the culture there. And he met with a hunter. It was a hunter-gathering society. And the hunter had just come back and had a tremendous success on his hunt. And he brought back more food than he and his whole family could possibly eat. So the anthropologist said to him, well, this is great. What is your method for storing all that extra food that you have? And the hunter said, I don't understand the question. And the anthropologist said, well, you know about salting meat and using cooling technique. You have all kinds, you could cook it, all kinds of ways that you can store it. Where do you put it after you've preserved it? And the man said, oh, I don't put it anywhere. We've invited a whole bunch of people. Everyone in the community is going to come over, and we're going to have a feast until all of the food has been eaten. And he said to the anthropologist, I guess I store my meat in the belly of my brother. He knew that if he gave all that food, that extra food away, that when he was in need the next time, somebody else would have food for him He didn't have to worry about holding on to all of it. He didn't have to build a new barn. He didn't have to find a storage space for it. He didn't have to preserve the food, because there would always be enough. And he had the gratitude and the openness to understand that. And that's really hard for us today, because we live in a world where we're supposed to be self-sufficient. We're not supposed to rely on other people to help us when we don't have enough. So we feel like we always have to be holding on to anything that we have and not letting go. And like the rich man with his barns, we sometimes have to build more space for our stuff. And we have to have locks, and we have to have alarm systems, and we have to clean up our stuff, and we have to tidy up and put things away and buy storage containers and all of that. If you're like me, you love going to the container store, although then you just spend more money, and I don't know that my house is any neater, even though I love the container store. And it's not that it's bad. The stuff isn't bad. I was telling the earlier service that everybody has a thing that they probably want too much of, even though they don't really need it. And I noticed in myself just last night, you guys are going to be surprised by what my thing is. It's not chocolate, which is what I sometimes say. It's pens. I love pens, and I'm always losing them, and I never have enough pens. And I'm always so afraid that when I go into my bag, there won't be any pens there, because I've left them somewhere, and I've lost track of them. So when I see a pen, I grab it. And I grabbed a pen last night when I needed it, and when I was done using it, I started to put it in my bag. And then I thought, you know, that's not actually my pen. I'm just so, like, I gotta have the pens, because what if I don't have it next time? So I did put the pen back, I didn't keep it. But we all have things like that, that we want to hold on to. And that's okay. But it's good to take time, and this is what we're going to do during the prayers of the people today. We're going to take time to just think a little bit about those things. What do we have enough of? And what do we have too much of that maybe we should give a little bit away? So those things that we need and we have enough, we should be grateful for those. Those are good. And then if we have too much of something, we can think about how we could give it away. And it's also really important to know, and this is, you might remember when my friend Mike Kinman was here a few weeks ago, he said he's writing these lists for himself. What do I need? What can I give away with joy and freedom? And then there's that other category of what could I give away, but I'm not ready yet. And that's okay too. It's really important to be able to be honest with ourselves. So in a few minutes, when we get to the prayers of the people, you'll get a little quiet time. There are index cards, there's pens. You can write these things down. And then, like, if you write it down and you want to keep it, that's okay. You can hold on to that index card. Maybe you want to put it by your calendar or in your diary or in your prayer book or somewhere where you'll look at it every once in a while. And think about, are there things that have shifted? Things that you weren't ready to give away, and now you are ready to give away. Are there different things that you need? Because over as your life changes, your needs change. And most of all, just are there things that you're really grateful for that you have? So that's really all I wanted to say about this story today. And, you know, luckily Jesus was telling us a story about somebody he made up. It was just a story. But we know that we all have a little bit of that foolish rich man in our hearts. And we all have a little bit of that person who's really good at giving things away too. And we're all going to be in different places about that at different times. And that's all right. But I hope that thinking about this and thinking about how much richer that man would have been if he had just stopped to recognize the abundance that was given to him, that he didn't create it for himself, and how much richer he would have been if his life had been filled with gratitude and other people. Because we all have those gifts, and we can all give thanks to God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
At this time, you may be seated for some quiet time of contemplation. There are index cards and pens at the end of your pews. You'll have to share, possibly. There may not be enough for everybody to have their own, so use the pen and pass it on. And you'll see in the rubrics, in the instructions, it says, "Is an effort to share all and travel light. Think about what you really need, what you can release, and what you are not ready to release yet. Feel free to write these items down on the cards or draw pictures of them. You may either keep your card as a reminder to yourself, or when the offering plate comes around later, you can put it in the offering plate." So we'll just take a couple of quiet moments for that. I see that some of you are still writing, and that's okay. If you're ready to stand as you are able, we will continue with the prayers on page 3. Hear our cry, O God.
Listen to our prayer.
Let us pray. Holy One, you have given us all that we are and all that we have. Help us to return your generosity in full measure in how we live and in how we treat one another and the earth. At this time, you may name aloud or in your hearts those things, places, and people we genuinely need in our lives. God, in your grace and mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who do not have enough food, enough shelter, enough meaningful employment, safety, community, or hope. May you help us to see them, know them, and respond to their need with a spirit of mutual respect, recognizing that we too are dependent upon others, and that no person is self-made or self-sufficient. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. And I invite you to name with compassion anyone who comes to mind. God, in your grace and mercy, we know that when we put our trust in you, we will have all that we need. May we let go of those possessions, habits, and ways of thinking that no longer serve us or serve the common good, so that we may be liberated into new and unending life. I invite you to name aloud or hold in your heart those things you are able to release with joy, as well as those things you may not be ready to let go of yet. God, in your grace and mercy, we give thanks for our friends, our family, and our community, including the more than human community that provides us with food, water, and the very air we breathe. We pray for those who have gone before us into eternal life, that their memories will be forever a blessing. God, in your grace and mercy, all loving and ever living God, you are always more ready to give than we are to receive. Pour upon us your abundance of contentment with simple, faithful living. Through Jesus Christ, the wisdom of creation, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Savior, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. You may be seated for the announcements. We have a few things to talk about this morning. First of all, well, hello to people who are online, and I want to take a moment to welcome back the Jubinvilles, who were away for the month of July. We have a few more weeks where we're in the summer mode, and we have summer choir and pop-up at every opportunity. So anytime you want to join in, there's information in the bulletin about how to do that, including today. And after church today and next week, we have these conversations that we're having about the book, The Service Berry. You're welcome to come. Even if you haven't read along, you can still come today or next Sunday after this 10 o'clock service, around 11:30, once you've grabbed some coffee, if that's what you want, and then join me in the parish hall. We are looking for a diocesan convention delegate and an alternate. So there's a lot of information in here about what that means and when the convention is. Basically, at this point, there are 2 days that you're needed. One is for a convocation event in October, and I guess it's 3 days, because then the convention takes a couple of days in November, since it's in Reading. And so anyway, let me know, let others know on the vestry or at the office. We can get that information for you if you want to learn more and maybe volunteer for that. Lots of other things going on. We're looking for a place at the table, potluck hosts. We have opportunities to be involved with Stake once a month now. They're doing their kids packing here on Wednesdays, and you can help out with that. We've got information about some things that YOLO Indivisible is helping lead in the county. So there are things in Woodland, in Davis, and in West Sacramento. And I understand that it's on Tuesday this week, but they're going to be doing this pretty regularly, and the day may change. So you want to get on their mailing list. Okay, I won't read everything else that's on here, but lots of good information. I wanted to thank everyone who participated in the parish work day, the garden day last Saturday. I was out of town, but I know that just an enormous amount of work got done with a fairly small group of people. And so thank you. And thank you to our buildings and grounds crew who are out here more or less every day doing something. So I often am told by visitors what a very beautiful church this is and how lovely the grounds are. And that doesn't just happen. So we're very grateful for everybody who helps out with that. I wanted to say a word about our orange stoles. If you read the Friday e-news, and if you're not getting our Friday email, please sign up with the office so we can get you on that list. The orange stoles were created by the Bishops United Against Gun Violence, and we wear them from time to time, especially when there has been a mass shooting of some kind. And I won't go into details, but I'm sure you've all seen the news, a couple of things, especially this past week. And so we are just trying to remember that this is an epidemic of violence that we can actually do something about. And so that is why we wear the orange stoles, to honor those victims and those who are working on their behalf. I see that we have an usher in the back. Russ, do you want to? Well, you can't wave. You have your hands full. If you are new to us today or visiting, whether you're just going to be here this one time or you're thinking you might come back, we know some people are here because they're traveling. We have a little goodie bag. I mentioned earlier my love of chocolate. There is some chocolate in the goodie bag, as well as some information about the church. You just have to raise your hand so that Russ knows that you're new, so he can. I see somebody up here. There's one up toward the front. Don't be shy. And if there's anybody else, you can let us know. I think those are all the announcements. Did we have more celebrations and milestones? Okay. I think, well, the only celebration and milestone that I know about is in our own family. Our daughter Annabelle had a birthday yesterday. There are others. Yes, Kim. Aha. So it's a weekend for birthdays. I'm always struggling to turn this on. Okay. Anybody else? Oh. Sure. Your father's birthday was August 7th. Okay. Yes.
In my rather large family, there's always a birthday, but my oldest daughter turned even older yesterday, and my oldest son his birthday is tomorrow. So they were two years and 2 days apart.
2 years and 2 days. Oh, my daughter and I are 30 years and 30 days. July 2nd and August 2nd makes it easy to remember. Okay, yes. Oh, your anniversary. Happy anniversary. Yeah, you can clap. That's all right. And if you are new here, I should say that this is the first Sunday of the month. And on the first Sunday, we just do things a little bit differently. We're a little more informal. The sermon is geared to be intergenerational. And if you come back on a different Sunday, it might be a little different. But we are happy that you are here. Our celebrations and milestones prayer is at the bottom of page 4. And we say this together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we'll have the offertory next. Remember, you're welcome to put your index card in there if you want to, or you can keep that for yourself. And then at communion, we have, we think of it as an open table. You are all invited to receive communion. We gather around the altar rail, and on this side, we do the what we call intinction, where the bread is dipped into the wine and handed to you. And on this side, we have the bread and the chalice separate. So it is up to you which side you would like to go to. And you can also come forward and cross your arms, indicating you would like to receive a blessing instead, or let an usher know, and we can bring communion to you if you cannot or choose not to come forward to the altar rail. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free. We ought to be, and when we find ourselves
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him our thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Thank you, loving God, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin, and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit today and forever. Amen. And now first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amén. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia!
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Let us pray.
Please rise as you are able as we send forth our Eucharistic visitors.
Joni and Diane, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Our prayers go with you. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter and Advocate, bless you and keep you in eternal love. Amen. Amen.
In peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.